I'm Chris Wenk, and joining me is John Broder. Hi there, John.
Good afternoon, Chris.
How are you today?
I'm excellent.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
You just drove yourself up from New York?
Just got in, yeah. From straight here.
And it's mighty chilly up here.
It's colder than it is there, that's for sure.
That's for sure. So, John, you have this new project called Bird Streets.
Yes.
And before we get too deep, I would like to know, is this a band or is this still you?
Bird Streets is me. That's sort of like, it's me, but it's also the band that I tour with, but it's different, you know, the people change and stuff from show to show sometimes. And it's also the album, which I made with Jason Faulkner in Los Angeles a couple years ago, and it was released this summer. So it's a sort of a multi-headed beast, but it's essentially my project, my thing.
Now, why would you release this as Bird Streets as opposed to John Broder?
After my last record came out about 5 years ago, solo record, and I was kind of over it by the time it was out because it was just a bunch of old stuff I'd been waiting to put out, and it kind of came and went, and nobody, you know, didn't get a lot of interest, and I just kind of needed to regroup, and I went out and hooked up with Jason and started making music with him, and then shortly after that, I just decided I wanted to start working under a band name because, I don't know, it looks better on a t-shirt and all that stuff. Kind of needed to put a new coat of paint on things. And that coincided about the same time that Jason and I were really getting into making the record. And it was just like, I think this is what it is going forward. Bird Streets is the new thing. So, like I said, it looks a lot cooler on a t-shirt than John Broder, for sure.
For folks who don't know, Jason Faulkner was with the 3 O'Clock and has done a lot of his own stuff as well.
Yeah, and Jellyfish.
And he
tours with Beck,
who
had a pretty good morning from what I heard.
Pretty good morning. Yeah. Yes, he did. How did you meet up with Jason?
We got to be friends, the better part of 10 years ago now, sort of introduced. I mean, the official story is our mutual friend Luther Russell introduced us. But I actually, having had been a fan of his for many years and owned all his solo records and stuff, I originally hooked up with him, found him on Facebook. Early Facebook, when you could go into people's profiles and find their email addresses, which was a thing that was, you know, in the first couple of years, it was right there. And I just kind of sent him a message and was like, hey, you know, dig your stuff, would like to do something with you someday. And it, you know, a couple of years later, we just sort of, you know, happened to meet at a show sort of through our friend Luther and just hit it off real well. And it took a while to get into the room with him. It took about 4 years before I was like, hey, why don't we try doing something, see if it works. And it really worked.
It really worked. We're live at EXT with John Broder, known as Bird Streets now. Now, you guys are playing. Your band is here. They're sitting out there resting up a little bit for tonight. You guys are playing a show tonight.
We're playing tonight at the Hollow on Pearl Street in downtown Albany. Benefit show for the Center for Disability Services, Langen School. I hope I'm saying that right. And it's us and Merck and the School of Rock. And we're playing in the middle. I'm not sure what time exactly, but come down and bring a toy, and you can get in with an unwrapped gift. You'll get in for free, or you can pay the $10 and a gift. It's all going to benefit the children.
Very nice, very nice. Well, John Broder, why don't we hear a couple of the songs that you've been working on here?
Sure. Well, this is actually the first song that Jason and I worked on together. I came in to his studio on a Friday afternoon in February of 2014, and he was like, play me a few things you're working on. And this one was, it was missing a bridge, and I couldn't figure out how to finish the chorus, and he was like, try this. And the song was done in about 15 minutes, and we just started recording it, and it's the thing that started it all. So this is called Direction. 3 in the afternoon on a Monday, you're in the bathroom again with a friend. Everyone can hear you fix yourself up and make your way back to the table. And everyone shuts up and pretends nothing happened. Bartender sends us over a fresh one. 15 minutes pass and we're out on the sidewalk and it's midnight. We walk in the direction of home, but we are never getting any warmer. We walk in the
I pick you up at the station. You tried calling all your friends, but again, nobody answers. You roll your window down, exhale, start talking my ear off, just as if nothing happened. And with a wink and a smile, you walk out and say, I'll see you around and about. Was there really ever any doubt? We walk in the direction of home, but we are never getting any warmer. We walk in the direction of home. Take me home. Take treadmill, not going anywhere. Nobody saw, nothing happened. We walk in the direction of hope, but we are never getting any warmer. We walk in the direction of hope.
This next one, the story on this one was we were working on the record and we had one more day left in our week of sessions, and I had to come up with some lyrics for this song, and I had to go home and go back to my friend's apartment and write lyrics or finish lyrics and bring them back the next day to record them, and I got locked out of my friend's place, and he was downtown playing a gig in Los Angeles and couldn't get in the apartment, and just wandered around Hollywood for the better part of 3 hours at like 1 in the morning. So Hollywood Boulevard at 1 in the morning is terrifying, and this is what happens when that happens. This is called Pretty Bones.
Summer in Death City, smoking hash and laying low, looking for some inspiration in a bus station window. And the feeling that you're slipping is enveloping your soul. You've been walking around for hours, but the words don't seem to form. After all the times you've reached your last resort, you're still coming up short. Hollywood's a graveyard. All all the stories have been told. But you're sifting through remains, looking for some pretty bones. And the skeletons are laughing, yeah, they must know something you don't. In the shadows, there's an answer that you simply can't ignore. After all the times you've reached your last resort, you're still coming up short. Still coming up short. You're still coming up short.
And we're live at EXT with John Broder, known as Bird Streets now.
It's my new name. I'm changing it on all my documents.
To Bird Streets?
Yeah.
That's awesome. The album is also called Bird Streets, and you're an NPR slingshot music artist.
Yeah, we were. It's pretty exciting to be included in that company. There's some amazing artists on that list, and it's pretty cool.
Help bring a lot of attention.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, people turn it on to it. So
very
yeah.
Cool. Very cool. And of course, several of the WEXT DJs have placed your guys' album on our best of lists.
And we can't thank you enough for that. That's
great,
really
record.
Cool. Thank
very
you.
Very nice. You. And we just love that song, Betting on the Sun, is just so great, too.
Oh, thank
it's a great
you.
Great tune. The sound of what you're doing now is kind of like reminds me a lot of the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
What was inspirational for you music wise for the sound that you got?
Jeez. You know, it's hard to put a point on it, because to me they were just random songs that, you know, because the way we made the we didn't really do any pre-production. The way we did the record was much like that first song. We just came in and like I would come in and just play a bunch of little things, ideas and stuff that was in motion and Jason would be like, let's do that one today. So they, you know, there was no plot necessarily. We just kind of went with what felt good at the time, you know. But I mean, I think, you know, making it in California definitely had a big influence on the sound. Obviously, making it with somebody like Jason Faulkner that has his own sort of sonic brand definitely played a lot into that. And I think a lot of it's just, that's just what I write. It's the stuff that, you know, the sort of 60s and 90s with a little bit of 70s classic rock vibes in there.
Sure,
mixed
sure.
together. Actually, there's a few songs that maybe a little 80s on this record, too. There's a little bit of... there's like one synthy kind of dancey song on it, but
oh, yeah.
Not dancey. I don't know.
Not dancey.
It is to me.
Break out the leisure suit.
yeah, I'm halfway there.
let's remind folks again that you're at the Hollow tonight.
Hollow Bar on North Pearl Street, downtown Albany. Yeah, we're the show starts at 9. We're on, I think we're around 10, second band.
Cool.
Yeah, and
very cool.
It's a benefit for the Center for Disability Services, Langen School. Bring an unwrapped toy or gift, and you'll get in for free, or you can pay as well.
And help out.
And help out.
Yeah. So, John, would you say that creating this moniker, Bird Streets, does it help you a little bit more free writing?
Yeah, in a way,
the subject matters maybe.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I think as an artist, you part of the process of writing is trying to, you know, distill your essence down to, you know, like try to write yourself as much as you can. At least that's the way I come about it. And I think taking my name off it has actually helped a lot of that, because I can sort of write as if I'm a character in some ways. And, you know, some of the songs do have sort of characters in them, but they're all pretty much personal songs, more than any other record I've ever made. And I've been a lot more open to just sort of leaving them a little bit dark, you know, not trying to write songs that are, you know, have some sort of positivity in them. Just, you know, maybe sometimes you just, that's just where you're living, is, you know, in that dark place.
Sure.
And then you just match it with a melody like Betting on the Sun, that's a, you know, big, bright, shiny melody, and sounds like California sunshine, and nobody will know you're singing about the darkest moments of your life.
Well, thank you for doing this. This is great stuff.
We're
live at EXT. John Broder, known as Bird Streets, is here. The name Bird Streets, where did that come from?
Originally, when I was first working with Jason about 4 years ago, I went out there. Like I said, I had a record that sort of flopped, and I had a bunch of things fall through with touring, and I had a van kind of die on me, and I had to like cancel a bunch of stuff. It was just a big series of setbacks, and I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to go to Los Angeles for a little while and kind of, you know, sort of figure it out again, and try to hook up with Jason while I'm there, because you know, we had talked about it, and I was just, he was in between a bunch of projects, and so I just wandered around L.A. for a couple weeks and crashed on people's couches and until he had a free day. But in the course of doing that, I'm just like kind of looking at Google Maps and stuff, trying to figure out like what's a cool place to go. And I saw this neighborhood, the Bird Streets, which it turns out is this like really she-she, like, you know, posh Hollywood neighborhood, like in Hollywood Hills, behind the Sunset Strip, you know, where like Leonardo and all those people live. I think Beyonce and Jay-Z have a house up there, you know, so places where it's like, I can't even afford to go look at those houses. And the name stuck with me. And as we were kind of making the record and some of the stories that were making their ways into the songs, that were sort of reminiscent or explicitly about time I spent here in Albany, you know, I was thinking about the Bird Streets in downtown Albany, where I used to live, the you know, all the streets like Lark Street, Dove Street, all that stuff.
Right.
And I just, there was sort of a synchronicity between the two things that amused me. And it's a cool sounding name. So
yeah,
it's funny that to choose that name and to come out this year when there are like literally five other bird bands on the playlist right now. But you know, it's not so bad to be part
just
of a
happened.
Trend, I guess.
It's part of a trend, yeah. We're live at EXT. It's Bird Streets. You want to look up Bird Streets.
Birdstreetsmusic.com.
There you go.
Is our .com.
It's your .com. John, what would you like to finish up with us?
I'm going to do the, I'm sorry I'm not doing one of the singles, but
it's all right.
But you can just play those. Those are a little harder to sing right now, but not this one's any easier. This is sort of the power ballad on the record. This is called Stop to Breathe.
Cash the check. So if you don't mind, indulge me while I find a way to tell you. I think we both know how it's gonna be. You'll go running away, and surely I'll come chasing after. Well, I'm not gonna fall for the same old tricks you try to play on me, Carrie. So cry yourself to sleep, Carrie. We tried to keep the peace, but it got out of our hands before we could stop to breathe. Seven months before I heard a thing, Then I see the ring I gave you in a Third Street pawn shop window. Later on that year you strike again, standing at my front door asking for some t-shirt you think I borrowed. Is there any way to take the high road when down is where it leads? Carry, stop fighting endlessly. Carry, we tried to keep the peace, but it got out of our hands before we could stop to breathe. Some people say distance makes a heart grow fonder, but repetition will leave a heart frosted over. Carry this time, the ice isn't breaking. Carry, drop your weapons and retreat. Carry, 'cause I'm not the enemy, and you're a question mark when it answers what I need. Carry, so we'll leave this incomplete. Carry, we tried to keep the peace, but it got out of our hands before we could stop to breathe.
This is John Broder of Bird Streets. Thank you for being a member of WEXT Radio.